You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Let's take a look at a couple of examples of government trying to restrict access to information that just might be public information. To help us sort through the issues, we're joined by Ken Sikkema. He's a senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and former Republican majority leader in the state Senate. And Darcy McConnell is a former longtime journalist and current president and CEO at McConnell Communications, which operates as a communications strategist for state Democratic causes and clients. Welcome, Darcy.
Thanks for having me.
Ken, there's a bill to exempt audio or video from body cameras worn by law enforcement from access by the public. What's the point of body cameras if the public is restricted from seeing the recordings?
Well, this is a big issue here. The question that the bill attempts to address is when should body cam recordings be subject to public disclosure and when not? And it's the public's right to know, in fact, need to know, versus rights of personal privacy. And the reason there's a personal privacy issue, I think, is because there are some occasions, not the sort of horrific examples of police abuse we've seen recently, but there are some occasions where you could argue that should be private. You know, if you see suspicious activity in your neighborhood and you call the police and they come to your house to interview you, you might want that to be private and not subject to public disclosure because of fear of retaliation. But that's the issue here, is the public's right and need to know versus times when there's a right to personal privacy.
Darcy, there's also been a fair amount of concern about the cost of keeping body cam recordings on file, departments being inundated with requests for access for those recordings, and that those recordings might be used out of context. What do you think about those concerns and the one that Ken mentioned?
I mean, I think the real problem here is that it creates a slippery slope, which means, you know, it just gives too much option to say, well, you know what, this is exempt on this case and that case. And the reality is these cameras, whether they're body cams or otherwise, are really helpful in showing both sides of the issue. We certainly see instances where it wasn't until the footage emerged that there was a different narrative being built. And if I understand the legislation properly, it sounds like everyone but the working press could get the video, and those are really our watchdogs. So to me, I don't see the gain by having something like this on the books.
One thing I want to add is what I find quite interesting about this bill, and I agree with Darcy, there's kind of a slippery slope issue here, but what I find interesting is this bill is not necessarily partisan, nor is it a suburban versus urban issue. It's actually introduced by a group of suburban Republicans and Detroit Democrats. Depending on how it gets resolved, there could be some common ground on how to address this issue of the public's right to know versus the right of personal privacy.
Darcy, a left-leaning group, Progress Michigan, has filed a lawsuit to find out how often Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette and his aides used private email accounts to discuss public business. The Republican Attorney General refused a request for the private email, saying the messages don't exist. But Progress Michigan says it has 24 such messages in its possession, and it acquired them through other channels. So here we are with a couple of decades after common use of email, and we're still sorting out what's really private, what's really public business that happens to be on a private email. Why do government officials use private email accounts when they're dealing with government business?
That's a question for folks in government, to be honest, and I think that's the point. We are, like, at the bottom of the heap when it comes to transparency, and to me this is another example of how we need to do better. So when you hold elective office, you have to be accountable for what you do, and, you know, skirting the law by using a private email is really not the way to go. And so if you are, then it's fair game to get those emails, I think. And so I think it's a good thing that they're challenging through a lawsuit, and I think it should serve notice to those folks who have maybe said, oh, you know, I'll just get around it with a private email. Now, if that's public, you're in public office, you're doing the public's business, and they have a right to know.
Ken, I have at least 3 different email accounts, and I don't always pay attention to what I'm doing on what one. Is this just an honest mistake, or is there something more indicative? In other words, they want to use private email to avoid being subject to the Freedom of Information Act.
Well, it's legal to have a personal email account if you're a public employee, but I think it's just essential that if you're going to have public disclosure of emails, then if you use your private email account for public business, that's got to be subject to disclosure. I just don't think there's any question about that. But I will say, Lester, that, you know, I could see where there are sort of occasions where you would innocently get in the gray area, probably mostly around scheduling things. But the bottom line is, if we're going to have a Freedom of Information Act that applies to emails for public business, then if you use a different email for public business, that's got to be subject to disclosure.
That's Ken Sikkema. He's Senior Policy Fellow with Public Sector Consultants and a former legislative leader. And we heard from Darcy McConnell. She's a former journalist and now runs McConnell Communications, a communication strategist for Democrats. Hey, thanks to both of you and have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too.
Yeah, thank you.